Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart.
A couple funny things. You know, we run ads, right? You know this, Abby. Everyone listening, you know this. For everything under the sun, we run ads for, and we have for a long time. So one thing that we did very early on is we stopped looking at the comments on ads, because sometimes there's just like troll type comments and we don't need to leave our headspace there. And so what's really funny is that your husband actually is like our comment moderator for our ads. So it is very, 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 very rare where I see comments on our ads. Well, for some reason the other day I was scrolling and I got served one of our ads for the Creative Template Shop. And it's one of our new ads. It's so beautiful. It's just super cute. And, you know, it has our tagline on there that we've used for over a year. That's like, meet your new marketing department. And we share our templates and beautifully branded graphics you can customize to use in your business, et cetera, right? And so for some reason, I was compelled to look at the comments. So someone commented, I don't remember who it is. I don't remember the exact comment. This isn't even about like this person at all. I just want to have a broader conversation about what the comment is really about. And it said something like, oh, so like that's all that marketing is just beautiful graphics, like something like that. Like they are implied like that's not all that marketing is. So it's weird that you say that. And so I want to have a conversation not only about what is marketing, but what is marketing to two visual artists? And why do we say that when it comes to the Creative Template Shop? Because as you guys know, I hope that you know, it's very deliberate that we say that. And it was a tagline that we designed specifically for the business. And it's something that I believe really, really, really makes our membership stand out from anything else that we see. So I want to kind of dive into all of that.
Yeah. So I just want to say, first and foremost, as someone who went to school for marketing and design and then worked in the corporate world in the marketing department, like in agencies doing the work, I know just as well as the person commenting that of course marketing is not just beautiful graphics. It's all sorts of things. Design is obviously one aspect, and as visual people and especially as creative people, can be one of the primary ways that you tell two stories. One, you are going to showcase your professionalism and the fact that you know what you're doing by having beautiful design. But it's also an attraction tool because people like beautiful things. And as much as we can say, I want more real and raw and behind the scenes and all that stuff, yes, people want that and they're craving that. But they also need things that are easy to understand, easy to tell a story, tools that help them do their job. And that's not a place for you to have this like unedited photo of yourself. You know, like that's just not the purpose that it's serving.
Well, and go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's so much deeper than that. Like it's not just visual. It's the copywriting that goes into it. It's the strategy behind the original intent of whatever you're putting out into the world. And I think it can be misconstrued as like, this is just one piece of the puzzle. But what you may not realize is at least behind the scenes with what we're doing, we're giving you far more than beautiful design.
Right. And I think I think that's what I want to really draw attention to is if we, because I also feel like in the same, I think marketing sometimes gets a bad rap, or caring about what your feed looks like gets a bad rap, or whatever, whatever it might be. I think Instagram sometimes can fall into this category of like, you're just scrolling on Instagram. And I think a lot of us have begun to realize like, it's not just a social media platform. It's a legitimate business tool for so many small businesses and big businesses out there. So scrolling your phone means something different today than it did 15 years ago. But what I also think is like, marketing, just the word marketing, encompasses so not only so many things when businesses first started, like marketing has obviously existed literally forever, but in the time that we are in right now, when we have so much opportunities and so much power as individual humans to market, even unintentionally, with our words, with what we're wearing, with how we share things, with what we do decide to share online, even if it's not your brand or business that you're like hyping up, you're marketing something always, always and forever. And you're being marketed to always and forever. And so I think we really need to start understanding that marketing and the decision to have a beautiful graphic that has intention is what actual marketing is. It is, marketing is not a beautiful graphic. Marketing is not a beautifully styled photo. It's the intention and the deliberateness from the creator or the business owner saying, I'm going to post this on this day with these words that look like this to serve this purpose. We're thinking about things holistically instead of like, it's a pretty thing that I'm going to share. So in the sense of our graphics are beautiful, yes, for sure, 100%. And every single one is built with a purpose. And that purpose is marketing.
Right. Well, and I think the difference here is, yes, you could argue that people are marketing every day, but I would argue that there's a difference between influencing and marketing. Because for me, you going to a new restaurant and then telling your friend about the restaurant you just went to and then them going to that restaurant, I'm sure you could argue that it's marketing, but to me, that's more of like you've inflected something on someone else and they took action because of it. Marketing is usually a more one-sided conversation, or maybe perhaps a more intentional conversation. I think you influence unintentionally all the time. I don't know if you
Here's where I think the lines get really blurred. I think this conversation is super interesting. So take, for example, today, my stories. In the last couple of days, I've been sharing a lot about, I did like a day in the life yesterday, and then I've been sharing about how I'm frustrated that I can't find my lactose-free half and half. I'm an old lady. I need lactose-free. And so I'm looking for alternatives because I literally drove to two locations yesterday and they were both out, and I just like get super frustrated. And I also shared how I just don't like any other kind of milk other than cow milk. Like, I'm just not a big fan. I've tried them all and I hate them. But oat milk, I haven't really given a good enough chance. And so I picked up a couple different brands. People were like in my DMs being like, tell me literally everything you think about it because I want to switch to, and I haven't decided like if I want to. Okay, so I did a whole story series about like testing and trying different brands and sharing my opinions and blah, blah, blah. That, from what we're talking about, is influencing in the sense of if someone likes a creamer that I shared, or they're like, okay, she liked that, so I might go buy it. Okay, yes, that's influencing. However, because I'm a business owner and because I'm a brand, and I also sell stuff that's my own thing outside of this creamer debacle, I feel like the overall theme of me doing a day in the life, sharing creamer stuff, doing all of this stuff, that is marketing me and my brand and who I am as a person. I might influence you to buy this certain creamer, whatever. I don't really give a shit about that.
But it does say something about you for sure.
Right.
No, and I think that's a solid point. And in the same ways that like influencing can be confused with marketing, I saw you posted yesterday, and I feel like this probably needs to be a whole episode about how artists are now being called content creators.
Yes, jot it down.
Well, I promise you we will do a whole episode on this, but I just think there's this like evolution of language that just makes it more confusing. And I think language aside for a second, as we evolve and as we grow, like words you used even in high school, like you couldn't use them anymore because like technology has changed or slang has changed or all of these things. So I think people get caught up in what one person means when they say this versus what another person means is just so different. And English, if you just want to get into the actual context of the language itself, English is not as descriptive as a lot of other languages are. Like, I think it was Chinese. They were talking about like how the actual language is built. And for instance, when they're sharing new words, rather than coming up with a random word that is just this new thing, they string together multiple words that describe the thing. And I don't know Chinese, so I would butcher anything I would say. I'm not going to try. But just like as an example, they might say like fuzzy animal, and that's a bunny. I'm not saying that's exactly what it is, but like the same idea with that. So I think what may be confusing with the English language is that a lot of these words straight up have, I mean, not that they have no meaning. A lot of them are rooted in Latin, obviously. But I think over the years, we've just created a lot of words that have either the context is so far removed, or we're not using words that already exist to connect things together. You know, and I think businesses are a big part of that because businesses are making up words along the way.
Right.
Like, which is Amazon. Amazon, when we were children, was the rainforest.
Right.
Okay. And now Amazon is the biggest retailer in the United States. Apple used to be the thing you gave your teacher at school, and now it's one of the largest technology companies. We assign words new meaning all the time. At the end of the day, I want to talk about what can marketing be for you and how can you take it back? Because I think so often, if you can argue it is just beautiful graphics, but if you're going to make it more, then like how can you be more intentional with what you're putting out into the world? Yes, let's look professional. Let's put that intention out there, but then let's layer strategy on top of it. Let's layer even sometimes trends, you guys. Like I think sometimes people are
anti-trend.
Anti-trend. I want to be timeless. I want to be classic. And I think there's a time and a place for that. Like for instance, client and communication. Let's be polite. Let's have like emails that make sense to welcome someone in the right order. Like all of that for sure. But like if you're literally trying to grow your business on a social platform, ignoring trends is probably a bad plan for your marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, and I just want to get past the like, because, and this is literally why we created the shop, right? Where it was like, if so many people are hung up on, okay, marketing or branding or beautiful graphics or whatever, not marketing, but if beautiful graphics are just beautiful graphics, that's all that they serve. And we've even been a part of the conversation of like your entire business and brand doesn't need to be completely polished to start. It doesn't need to be stunning and perfect. And I still stand by that. Like you don't have to have all of those pieces figured out just to start. Like, please don't wait for that. However, if you're still like convinced that beautiful design isn't also helping your marketing, like that, those things correlate. And it might not be what you need month one, but it's something I want you to look into as you continue to grow and scale and not like poo-pooing off having something. And I'm not saying it has to look a certain way or just like be this stunning, super amazing thing, but something that's cohesive, tells your clients and customers who you are, something that's recognizable, something that feels like you, something that you feel proud of to talk about that enables you to market your business more. All of those things aid into your business growth, not necessarily the fact that it, quote, looks good. Like that's the baseline.
The looking good is not necessarily aiding in you actually growing followers. But here's the thing. There's a reason people say, like, don't judge a book by its cover. Like, I judge all books by their cover, okay? All of them. if it's not beautiful, if it doesn't, like, especially, like, since I use so many books to decorate my home. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's not the point. People judge all the time, whether that's inherent bias or just how you appear online. Do you look professional? Do you look like you have your shit together? Prime example. I get a DM from someone I've never talked to. They say something about an episode. I feel like they're going to know who they are, even if I, like, try to not commute. They DM me about an episode that they were listening to. They, like, give feedback, which I love when you guys talk to us about our episodes, because good, bad, or indifferent, I like chatting. Anyway, she told me something about Pinterest based on something we had said in a previous episode and just wanted to let me know that I needed to not worry so much, blah, 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 blah. I went to her page because obviously, like, I'm not going to just, like, have a conversation and not check out who you are. And she had less than 500 followers. I want to say like 340 or something. It doesn't matter. If she had said all of that, and then I go to her page and it doesn't look like she's a business owner, or it doesn't look like she has any sort of marketing background, or it doesn't look like whatever, I'm going to, without knowing this girl at all, going to make a judgment on the validity of what she's telling me in my DMs. But because I went to her page, regardless of how many followers she had, and she looked like she was keeping up with marketing trends, like, my gut was that she was probably a VA of some kind. She's not trying to grow a massive Instagram following. That's not the goal of her business. But the professionalism of which she had posted the content that she did post, like, gain validity.
Puts her in a bucket in your brain. Like, that's what we do. That's what our brains are designed to do, is categorize people, put them in buckets that help our brain understand what does this person, like, know, have, do. Like, it sounds bad, like, when you say it out loud, but, like, what can this person do for me and what can I do for them? Like, it can be mutually beneficial relationship, but, like, our brains just need to know, like, where does this person fall in within my life?
You make judgments all the time. And it's not necessarily because you're trying to be harsh or trying to be mean, but you're trying, like you said, you're trying to put people in a category so you can better understand them. It's a way to get to know people in the most broadest sense. And so when we're talking about business, you can't ignore that even if you're not using a social platform to grow an audience, it is still a tool in which people make hiring decisions. Especially on a B2B level. I think it gets a little bit different, like, when you're applying for a corporate job. That's just, be mindful of not. Yeah,
that's not our audience.
Posting inappropriate things, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about small business owners, okay? And so if I go to hire, I mean, literally anyone for our business, I always look at their social profiles. And not because I'm, like, trying to find something wrong with them. I'm just trying to get a gauge of, do I think their personality might be a fit? Do I think the knowledge they have is, like, the kind of things we're looking for in our business? We make decisions based on that information. And so I think it's important that when you present yourself, regardless of what you want to do or where you want to go or how you want to grow your business, that you're doing it in a way that it tells the story you want to present.
I want to look and feel my best in my own skin. With Oak Essentials, my skin stays hydrated and glowy, no makeup required. Get a simplified skincare routine that boosts collagen production and leaves you with beautiful, healthy skin. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com and get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. The moisture-rich balm felt like instant relief for my dry skin. It felt like a facial at a high-end spa. I also snagged the Awaken Body Wash. It contains lavender oil. Lavender oil soothes skin with calming properties. Most soap leaves my skin feeling dry, but with Awaken Body Wash, it's hydrated and smooth. If you're already obsessed with the best-selling moisture-rich balm, the moisture-rich body balm is the same intense moisture you know and love, formulated for a full body glow. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com. Get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at oakessentials.com. Promo code BOSSPROJECT15. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire. We've had to weed through hundreds of applications in the past. We could have saved so much time if we'd used Indeed. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And I'm telling you, like, it does not need to be, I just keep harping on this, but like, the way that you choose to present yourself does not have to be this like beautifully and feminine and whatever certain look of aesthetic. Like, it can literally be whatever you want. There's someone I follow who I started to see her pop up in a couple of different groups that I'm in when I was learning about some new softwares that I wanted to use for my makers group. Softwares I am just not that familiar with. She knew them. She was like doing this live. She sells a product, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to get into like too specific details, but I see her ads now. I've been to her website, whatever. It is absolutely not what I would want someone to design my thing to look like at all, like literally at all. It's the opposite of my style. But I know as soon as I see something, if it's her content or not.
That's the, to me, that's the most important piece.
Yes.
It's not about you fitting aesthetically with someone else. Honestly, unless I'm specifically hiring you to design for my brand, I could kind of care less what your theme is or what your colors are or what fonts you chose. But if I can consistently see you lurking, I will pay a lot more attention. I think you can even do this with photographs. The way you edit them, the way you showcase the image, I can tell right away if it's from a certain, I wanted to say creator, artist. It's hard because I do think some people want to be a creator. Anyway.
Okay, well, I want to shift gears now and talk about specifically how and why we built the shop in the way that we did so that we can be your marketing department. And what do we mean when we say that? Because I think that that's a big statement. And I am not surprised at all that anyone's like, wait, what do you mean by that? Graphics just aren't a marketing department. I get that. I hear you. Here's why what we have is different. You can see this language on our site. You can see it in the templates that we share. A little just backstory about who we are as people and why, like, innately the shop is what it is. Abby and I, at our core, are teachers. We are educators. We are people who learn something and want to turn around and teach how to do that thing, talk about that strategy, pick it apart, see it work for other people. That's what we love to do. And we had built a business doing that for many, many years. Well, we also saw a hole in the creative industry of so many creatives who weren't necessarily designers, but had like close to a design eye, but were just like barely skating by on their collateral, their brand appearance, and all of the different ways that they were showing up in their brand.
But they were like wasting a ton of time trying to figure it out.
Right. So we were like, okay, is there a world where we can marry beautiful design? Because we know beautiful design with design that actually works for a business, and not just the design, like how the buttons are laid out and where the font is bigger than the other. Like, yes, that's there too, right? Design that actually is clickable and can convert and like tell a story. That's creative.
Easy to read, functional, right. All of those.
But can we create a product that delivers content in a way that aids our members in the overwhelming decisions that they have every single day and every single month in their business, and provide as a marketing department guidance on what that business can focus on that month, on holes that they might need to fill in their business that our templates can provide for them, so that we can be the people like, hey, have you thought about this part of your client process? We've got you covered. All you have to do is plug and play and now it's done. Hey, have you thought about like the email part of your client process? Here, plug and play, it's already done. Social media, Pinterest, content, whatever, right? We are just that person in the corner that's like, hey, have you thought about this? We already made it for you. It's here. Now go do it.
Well, and I think even before you get into what comes out on a monthly basis, just in terms of what's already in the shop, we have spent the last 15 months very intentionally building out a product that allows you to, from very beginning, from like trying to get people in your top of funnel, like make impressions, make a statement, all the way through wowing your clients and customers and even offboarding. So like there's something for every part of that process. And while I would say I think our shop is probably a bit more focused on a service provider, I definitely know that we have people with alternative types of businesses that are still utilizing the majority of our tools. But if you're a service provider, we're talking about literally every piece of your puzzle. Because at the end of the day, Emily and I both started as service providers. I was doing branding and marketing. I was doing logo design and web design. Emily was a family photographer and then later a brand photographer for small businesses. So we both know what it takes to effectively communicate. But we also know there are far better tools today than there were when we were doing that 5-6 years ago. So we want you to utilize those tools and automate as much of your marketing as possible, as much of your client process as possible, so that you can focus more on doing what you're best at, which is why you started your business in the first place. We want to take that weight off of you. And then like Emily's saying, as we roll out new things, it's not meant to be a distraction. Everything that we are putting out into the world is like, hey, I think it's time you refresh this. I think it's time you take a look at this. I think this would be a good opportunity for you to just spend 30 minutes or an hour getting this set up. And sometimes it is a refresh, but a lot of times it's brand new pieces of the puzzle that we haven't previously introduced. And I think that's so incredibly special. So many of the template shops out there are either hyper focus on a specific type of content, like just photos, which there's nothing wrong with just photos. That's fine. Or they are kind of rinsing and repeating this same couple categories over and over again, like YouTube thumbnails and Instagram
photos. Well, and what I see is not only just recycling the categories, but also like the designs that they showcase, even if they're new templates, they're like all over the place every month. And what we do really well, and like some people may be like, wait, but then like it's the same. For 15 months, we have created every single new template that we drop in the three brand color stories that we've had for 15 months. So if you've picked the bright color story 15 months ago, guess what? You still get templates every single month that match that color scheme. And so if once you identify the bucket that you're in, that can still be customized inside Canva or however you want to customize it, you can then be like, oh, I'm bright. So these are the ones that I'm going to download this month and put it to use, customize it for what I need, type in my words, and I'm done.
Right. So if you don't even want to come up with your own colors or fonts or whatever, like all that's done for you. If you want to switch it out, use the one that's the closest to what your brand already is. I'll be completely honest. I have my own brand fonts, my own brand colors. But I tend to just gravitate towards the set that's the closest to that. And I usually don't make changes. And not that you can't, but we use a lot of additional fonts that are just very specific to how something's laid out. And while you could 100% switch it, there was a reason it was chosen in the first place. And so I think there's just such an opportunity to create this continuity that you're not going to find elsewhere. And when you like bake in that we're giving you areas to focus on, and then the piece that I just don't think we talk about enough is that by and large, there's usually direction for everything that's in there. Like, we're talking about, is there a word or a phrase or like specific copy that needs to go in this bucket? If we're talking about something that's long form, like a proposal, we're outlining what you should put in every section. We're giving you the
text on the entire template. So there's an entire sales page template inside the shop where I spent hours like deconstructing the sales pages that we have used here at Boss Project that we know work and finding, okay, there's a headline, go here. And now you start talking about like the features of your thing. And here's where you empathize with your potential customer and like literally giving you examples of what to say and where to put it on the page so that you know that it will work.
So not that it's about this girl's comment at all.
It's the broader conversation of what is marketing. And I mean, yeah, explaining how and why the shop is truly so different than anything else out there on the market. Because as someone who is not a designer, but has a design eye, I think it's sometimes hard for people to understand, like, you know, I was a photographer and I've styled sets. I style flat lays. I know how to compose a shot, but like you give me something 2D and I'm like, what the fuck do I do with this? I just don't know how to manage it at all. And so the shop being super, super helpful for me, but what I would do before we had the shop, right? And I know you guys have done this where you find a template, you know, on Etsy or on this site over here or whatever, and you get that template and you use it for your website or you use it for some client packaging or whatever. Well, then that shop doesn't offer anymore. They don't have anything else for you. And so, well, now you need stuff for invoices or proposals or social media graphics. So you have to go hunt down for those. Do they match enough of what you've already paid for and bought over here? So now you're like changing your brand every time you want to download new templates for a new thing that you want to use in your business. You don't have to do that anymore.
Right. Well, and if, you know, for me as a designer, like I could create the continuity myself. I could do it myself, but it's a giant waste of my time at this point. I don't need to design neither business, neither Boss Project or what I'm doing with Fawn Print Co. or my lifestyle company. Like, I don't need to spend my time and energy on that piece of my business because it's not the part that's making me money. I mean, I want to showcase my skill, but I'll just use my own templates. That's why they exist.
Yeah. And I just like, I know I've mentioned this before, but I want to say it one more time in a different way, just so maybe it hits home. I know from when we were doing services for when I was just getting started, when I didn't have a designer as a partner, when I didn't have that, there would be so many times every single month, every single day when you're looking at like, okay, what do I want to try to accomplish this month and this week and today? And you have your regular duties that you need to do to fulfill clients, land clients, send invoices, whatever that needs to be, right? But then there's always the thing that you're like, okay, well, I also need to scale. So like, am I going to start an email list or am I going to start a blog or am I going to do this over here? Okay, well, those things need graphics. Everything does, right? Okay, so now you have to figure that stuff out, but you're absolutely overwhelmed about all of the things that you could do in your business. So then you don't end up actually doing any of them, or you kind of half start an email, but you never make the freebie, or you half start this thing over here, but you never finish it. If you are a member of the shop and you allow us to be your actual marketing department, every single month we pick a theme that they all correlate together. You can use that as the deciding factor of what it is that you're focusing on that month in your business, because you could do everything, but you end up doing nothing. So instead, just be like, oh, they released these kind of templates to focus on this area. That's what I'm going to do this month too.
Well, and then as a member, we hardly ever talk about this, but then as a member, you get a weekly email and we write a blog post every week that's associated with like the actual strategy piece of why or how this is important in your business. And it's going to help give you some context for how to best implement yep. the template.
How to use the thing, how to implement it. Yes. I'm just obsessed with the shop.
Me too. I'm so excited about it. It's truly, it's been so fun. And I think part of the reason I love it so much is just knowing at the end of the day that it's not just something you're subscribing to and then like letting sit on a shelf. It's truly something people are utilizing all of the time in their business, and I'll recognize it. Like I was watching a webinar last night for a multi-million dollar business. Okay. I won't name names because it's unimportant, but there was a workbook associated with the webinar. I downloaded the workbook and I was like, holy shit, that's a Creative Template Shop workbook. That's cool. And I, like, most people would have no idea. I'm not saying that it's so recognizable. It's so recognizable that other people wouldn't think it's her brand. But I was like, I know your secret. I know how you whipped that out before that webinar. It's like, it makes me so happy seeing these things in use. I can spot it from like 10,000 feet because I'm so in it, but everyone else is just going to see it.
You wouldn't be able to know. Yep. I love that. Well, where can people join?
Girl, there is so much on our shop. So we've designed this two ways. There's two ways to get in. You can go to createatemplateshop.com and you can browse all the templates. But I'm going to tell you straight up, while you can purchase things one off, that it is so much cheaper and so worth it to join as a member. Once you become a member, it's $47 a month and you'll get access to, at this point, hundreds of templates, thousands of
templates. And we just surpassed 600 members. So go join, get us to our next milestone.
I know, I'm excited. It's been a fun ride. But yeah, creativetemplateshop.com/join is how you get in on the membership. And we can't wait to see you inside.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.